This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has been trying to put a positive spin on his decision to ban travelers from Europe as part of the coronavirus crisis. But as AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House, some of what the president has been saying is not true.
He says it's another way to keep more virus cases out of the country.
And if an American's coming back or anybody's coming back, we're testing. We have a tremendous testing setup where people coming in have to be tested.
That's not true, nor is his statement that those who return are being forced to self-isolate.
It's going to be a pretty strong enforcement of quarantine.
Today has seen another big market drop, plus more school and sports league cancellations as fears of the virus spread. Though for most people, it causes only mild or moderate symptoms, and the vast majority recover. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Wall Street saw its worst day Thursday since the so-called Black Monday crash of 1987. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
It was a devastating day on Wall Street. Stocks suffered their most severe beating since the Black Monday crash of 1987, with coronavirus fears sparking another sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 10% of value, falling 2,300 points to close at 21,200. The S&P 500 gave up 9.51%, dropping 260 points to 2,480.64. The Nasdaq Composite lost 750 points, or 9.43%, to 7,201. Stocks went on the downturn from the opening bell, plunging so fast that a 15-minute trading halt was triggered for the second time this week. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website. That's voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.